Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Joe Lowry.
Hey, Joe, what a day.
Hey, everybody, welcome to What a Day with Joe Lowry. I'm your host, Joe What a Day Lowry. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I appreciate it. I see the chat lighting up already, so greatly appreciated. Happy Wednesday out there. It is hump day. We're halfway through the week, and as I like to call it, the week's middle finger. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here. Lots of stuff going on. First off, I just want to really quick, locally, we have a birth announcement. That's right. Cody Smothers and Alexis McCleskey, they welcomed Athena Ray this past week. Beautiful, beautiful baby girl there. Awesome. Wrapped in the blanket and some pictures from the Ottumwa Regional Health Center. So everybody's doing well, happy, healthy, and I think they're going to stop by or we're going to visit them to check out this little peanut. I just know when you hold the baby and so forth, it can be contagious. Yeah, how about that, huh, folks? All right, so we got a big show lined up here. Hey, guys, I just found out that singer Luther Ingram passed away. I don't know if you guys remember him. He had one hit. It was in 1972. The song was called If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right. Classic, classic hit. Hit the Billboard charts in 72, became number one late in the season. But rest in peace, Luther Ingram. So There's some bit of news you didn't know about. And what's up with Richard Simmons? This guy is out of his mind. He posts like a cryptic tweet that said he was dying. I don't know what happened here, but we found out the fitness guru admitted that he had skin cancer. He's getting it taken care of. But the cryptic posts and everything were just kind of strange. So I don't know. Anyways, we have a good lineup for the show tonight. Locally speaking here in Southern Iowa, check out my Facebook page. There are a lot of community events and fundraisers going on this weekend. You got to check it out. Girl Scout cookies, you name it. Hy-Vee's having a huge fundraiser there. $10 for a burger and some chips and all that good stuff. Centerville knows how to do it right. So locally, check that out. Check out my Facebook page for that. All right. So the chat is letting up. Beth Hopper, Jason, Benny Scala. Benny, I emailed you a different link. Check it out. You have to switch over to that one because I was on the wrong drive before. So, Benny, check your email. Who else we got? Yeah, we got Beth Harper's. Maria Davis, my favorite. Maria Davis, thank you so much. And, of course, Baby Cakes tuning in. This would not be made possible without Baby Cakes and all that stuff. Let me go to my other comment section here. Yeah, rest in peace, Luther. Thank you so much. All right, so what's going on here? Okay, so that's that. March Madness. Yeah, March Madness is upon us. Look at these brackets. I'm telling you, crazy, crazy, crazy. Real quickly, some notes here. There will be 68 teams, both men and women, kicking off the tournament starting Thursday, tomorrow. All games will be televised. That means CBS, TBS, TNT, True TV, and, of course, StreamYard, all the streaming services will be broadcasting every single game. That's right, folks. Now, technically, the tournament started last night as the NCAA, they call it the first four games, went underway. Wagner beat Howard and Colorado State defeated Virginia to get into the tournament. Tonight, there's one more game as Grambling takes on Montana. Actually, two games. Grambling takes on Montana State and Colorado takes on Boise State. And the winners of those games will get to go to the dance. So, yeah, pretty neat stuff going on there. The first four, I never heard of this. Did you know the first four contests consists of two games between the four lowest ranked teams? Now, usually they're comprised of the four lowest ranked conference champions. But anyways, real quickly, how about Caitlin Clark? Good luck to Caitlin Clark and those Lady Hawkeyes. They are the number one seed in the Albany bracket. They will face the winner of Holy Cross, UT Martin, on Saturday. So Caitlin Clark looking for the big win this weekend, Saturday. So you got to love it there. Caitlin Clark's an unbelievable player. You have to agree with that. She is just highest point scorer for men and women and all that stuff. So anyways, all right, Benny, I see you backstage. Thanks a lot for doing that. And Phil's in the house. Everybody's here tonight. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, so I don't know if you guys heard about this. Yarmir Yager was supposed to have a big night last Thursday. And I'll just read it verbatim here. Last week's NHL game in Pittsburgh was deemed Yarmir Yager night. The former player turned a bit strange. The night turned out weird. It was Jagger bobblehead night. And the day before this was supposed to take place, Kevin Acklin, president of the Pittsburgh Penguins, found out that the shipment over 18,000 bobbleheads were stolen. Yeah, this is crazy. The shipment made its way to California, and then they were all stolen from there. It's a big cargo ship, so it wasn't just the bobbleheads. It was everything else. Fans had to settle for a voucher for when the bobbleheads do become available. It is the first time the Pittsburgh organization, as well as the NHL, has been victim of a cargo theft. Crazy. Only in California, right? And a big one at that. Now, all parties involved are working closely with the federal investigators, which means probably nothing will happen from this. But believe it or not, fans are selling these vouchers. They got these vouchers. They're putting them on eBay. Yeah, they're putting them on eBay. And the starting price, $350 for a voucher for Yarmir Yager bobblehead when it becomes available. Unbelievable. I thought whoever stole the bobbleheads, they'd be putting them on eBay. So that is crazy. All right, what else we got? Last week I reported to a follow-up to a story we had on What A Day. Now, the St. Louis Museum has officially set the record for most visitors wearing underwear on their heads. That's right, underwear on their heads. Last Thursday, on March 14th, the museum had a cart full of clean underwear for visitors to don. And as of 3:14 p.m., that's the date, the record was broken as over 350 people, I think it was 355, wore skivvies on their heads. My father used to call underwear skivvies. Remember that? By the way, the Guinness Book of World Records official was there to make it official, presented them with a plaque and all that stuff. And by the way, the date and time of the record, 3:14, they did it at 3:14. It coincides with the area code of St. Louis. So congratulations, FYI, the previous record was 270 people set by a bookstore in Naperville, Illinois, in conjunction with the release of a Captain's Underpants record. So how about that? Go wear underwear and you had a museum. I mean, why can't they do it someplace else, like a restaurant or, I don't know, 350 people in a museum is one thing, but to put underwear on the head, pretty wild there. Pretty wild. So, Becky Lynch. How about Becky Lynch, WWE superstar Becky Lynch, a.k.a. Rebecca Quinn? Well, she visited the White House this past weekend. The man visited with President Joe Biden, blah, and the Irish Prime Minister, Eric Varadkar, on St. Patrick's Day this past Sunday, yeah. And while she was there, she snapped some photos and also had the time to become a U.S. citizen. How about that? Becky Lynch is now a U.S. citizen. And what else is going on? Great match this week on Raw, her and Nia Jax. In case you haven't missed it, really put on a great show. So kudos to them. Now, Miss Quinn has a book coming out, which is right here. And yeah, it's called The Man, titled Becky Lynch, The Man, Not Your Average Girl. They're pretty good. Now, the book comes out officially March 26th. Some excerpts have been released, and the reviews this far have been positive. Now, I mentioned this past weekend on my recap show a photo of her with her husband, Colby Lopez, which we all know is Seth Rollins. Yeah, made it onto the internet. Now, the photo and her husband, Seth didn't know about that. According to Rebecca, she told him that she was using this photo of the two of them wearing the titles. I guess this is the time when she was Becky Two Belts. I can only imagine if she did not have two belts, what that photo would look like. How about that, huh? Pretty crazy. Making the rounds on that. So what else is going on? Everybody's lighting up the chat. Thank you so much for tuning in. You guys are great. What else do we got going on here? I think I got to pay some bills here. So one second. Yeah, let me get over here. Yeah, we got that. Yep. So let me go pay some bills before I get in trouble. We'll be right back.
And APB, American Protection Bureau, voted number one best on Long Island for all your security needs. Call 631-390-9050. That's 631-390-9050. APB.
You need a body shop? You need engine repair? Auto Excellence, Collision Specialists, 631-261-6420. That's 631-261-6420. Auto Excellence. Jimmy, I gotta take a dump.
What?
No, I mean I need a dumpster.
Well, for all those needs, you need to call Big V Dumpster Rental, Long Island, New York, 631-900-DUMP.
Elm Logistics, for all your logistic needs, call 631-299-3595. That's 631-299-3595. Elm Global Logistics, pride, performance, and partnerships.
The Centerville Concert Association presents Here Comes the Sun, a celebration of Beatles music. Coming to the Faith Church on Highway 5 in Centerville, Saturday, April 27th at 7 p.m. Come experience the music that captivated a generation. Here Comes the Sun recreates the sound of one of the most successful bands of all time, the Beatles. Tickets available through Centerville Concert Association. Friendly reminder that admission is free for all sponsors, employees, and their families. So don't miss Here Comes the Sun, a celebration of Beatles music. Saturday, April 27th at the Faith Church on Highway 5 in Centerville.
All right, folks, thanks for joining us. Welcome back to What a Day with Joe Lowry. Greatly appreciate the support. Lots of people out there. You know what I always forget to do? I always forgot to put that little thing here. Yeah, that's kind of neat, right? Hope everyone's good. Now, speaking of, right before the break, we were talking about Becky Lynch's book. Speaking of books, this one's hitting the internet pretty hard. Ronda Rousey. Yeah, Ronda Rousey. Where is she? Right there. Ronda Rousey has a book out called Our Fight. Actually, it's going to be out. Yeah, no, it's out now. She released her book titled Our Fight, and she is really telling all about WWE and wrestling in general. She does mention Vince McMahon and the sex trafficking allegations, how I just read this real quick before we got on the air, but she's really got the goods on Vince and thinks that's, he is somewhat of a predator, so to speak. So she knows about the lawsuit and the allegations. She says a lot of this stuff, a lot of these sexual assaults or the other allegations, they go around the locker room like it's nothing. And a lot of lawsuits get swept under the rug. So she kind of uncovered a lot of things here. She mentions the lawsuit as well as the treatment of female talent in the WWE. They said they're treated unfairly, timing of the matches. She does mention in regards to sex allegations that higher ups, she's not naming names, but higher ups would return with sexual favors, would expose the female talent more out on the WWE ring and so forth. So it's kind of a raunchy thing, what she is talking about in her memoir. So it's hitting the internet now. So you can check out the actual quotes. I just saw it and a lot to get in there, but she's pretty blatant about her time in the WWE. So check that out. Ronda Rousey, Our Fight. All right. That's pretty cool, huh? You guys remember the movie Roadhouse? Remember that movie Roadhouse? Patrick Swayze, all that stuff. Well, they remade it. Yeah. Look at this. They remade it. Roadhouse. Jake Gyllenhaal does play Dalton. Let me see here. What else is going on? Yeah. So the remake I thought would never happen. Jake Gyllenhaal reprises the role of Dalton in the movie Roadhouse. Now the original Patrick Swayze 1989 classic film. This time Dalton is an ex-UFC fighter who ends up working at a roadhouse down in the Florida Keys. Yeah, Florida Keys. And obviously the nemesis here is actually former UFC star Conor McGregor, as well as, and of course, he is the nemesis. Now Gyllenhaal really worked hard on this role, as you can see, ladies, right here. He's, where is it? Oh yeah, right here. Look at that, huh? So I always imagine these two, like, let's do yesterday versus today. How's that? This could be a classic match. And by the way, on this week's Wrestling Remembered, it's going to be something like this. Yesterday stars versus today stars. Who would you take here? Patrick Swayze versus Jake Gyllenhaal. I mean, they can go at it at the Roadhouse. I know Patrick's no longer with us and so forth, but it's just a good hypothetical here. That would be a classic matchup. Now, the Roadhouse movie is available on Amazon Prime, so you want to check that out. Patrick, I had a picture of somewhere, I guess. Oh, there he is, Conor McGregor. So Conor McGregor looks pretty good, too. He stars in it. You can check it out. Amazon Prime is showing it now. So if you have Amazon and all that good stuff, check it out as it is streaming. And there's one more view for the ladies. We can calm down a little bit. All that stuff. All right, switching gears here. That's right. Speaking of remakes, how about this classic one, Spinal Tap 2? Filming is underway. The Rob Reiner famous mockumentary comedy has everyone returning. Christopher Guest, Harry Shearer, and Michael McKean all reprise their roles, plus some cameos from, get this, Elton John, Paul McCartney, Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood, and Questlove. You know who Questlove is from Jimmy Fallon's show. Got the big afro. Pretty cool. He's got a lot of talent. Now, originally, it was supposed to wrap up filming last year with a release date of this past February. Then they moved it up to the March 19th yesterday. That was a no-go. But it was just announced that the movie actually is still in production. I think they're reshooting some scenes. And should hit the theaters in 2025, if not earlier. And from what the critics have seen with the script and so forth, Spinal Tap 2 looks to be just as good, if not better, than the original, huh? And they do look a little bit older there. My goodness. Spinal Tap 2. That was a crazy movie. I got to tell you. Crazy, crazy movie. All right. How about this one? Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. Here we go. YouTuber Jake Paul is going to take on former world champ Mike Tyson in a match to take place in July. Now, the bout has some interesting stats, starting with the fact that Mike Tyson is 30 years age gap between the two fighters. That's right, folks. Jake, yes, he is Logan Paul's brother. Jake has only 10 bouts on his resume with a record of 9-1. His last title was a couple of weeks ago. He got a victory over Ryan Borland. Now, Mike Tyson, on the other hand, has not fought professionally since 2005 when he lost to Kevin McBride in like a retirement bout. I think that was more of an exhibition. The 58-year-old participant did exhibit in an exhibition bout against Roy Jones Jr. in 2020. I remember that. That was kind of weird. Organizers, though, are seeking professional regulation from the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation, though formal approval is pending. As of right now, this fight is not sanctioned, but if and when it is approved, it will be recognized professionally. And, of course, the big question is, will Iron Mike be able to turn back the clock and show us what he made him most, the feared man in boxing almost three decades ago? I just hope he doesn't, like, bite his ear or anything like that, because poor Mike Tyson was a great fighter, but he's being remembered for a lot of those crazy fights towards the end of his career, especially with Evander Holyfield and the biting of the ear and so forth. But he seems to have turned a corner in that aspect. So hopefully we'll see a good Mike Tyson. He's got some videos out online that really, just say he looks pretty good. 58 years old. He's getting back in shape. All right. It's officially solar eclipse season. That's right, folks. Starting late Sunday night and into the early hours of Monday, March 25th, the moon is set to pass through the outer part of the Earth's shadow. This is a lunar eclipse, by the way. The lunar eclipse comes hand in hand with other solar eclipses, and each event is happening within weeks of each other. That's pretty neat. During this eclipse, the moon's light will slightly dim as the moon travels through the Earth's penumbra. Penumbra. A pen. Remember? Baby cakes, the pen. The faint outer part of its shadow. Now, the space agency at NASA, of course, suggests looking at the moon early in the night. Yeah, and then later around the peak of the eclipse to fully experience the difference in the brightness. Now, this is one you can look up at. It's no problem. Be on the lookout around 1 a.m. on March 25th if they're out and about. You can see this partial lunar eclipse. Now, a total eclipse as the moon passes between the Earth and Sun. This one is cool as it'll cross North America, passing over Mexico, the United States, and Canada. Now, depending on where you live, some of us will see the total solar eclipse. But here in Iowa, we'll get to see about 88% of the sun being, it's definitely going to make a difference here. If it's clear out, you're going to see some darkness around here on April 8th. Now, if you go to nasa.gov, you can type in your zip code and actually get the exact time when the moon passes the sun. It's pretty cool. I think it's like 1:58 PM down here. And as it goes towards, Michigan and Illinois and all that stuff, it's a little later. Now, of course, when looking at solar eclipses, make sure you have the proper eye gear. That's right. Well, you need eyewear. So what I did was I bought a whole bunch of, solar eclipse sunglasses. They're pretty neat. You just put them on and you can look at it. So I bought a whole bunch of those. And if you catch my recap show this Sunday, I'll be giving out the first, five or six people who want sunglasses. I'll mail them to you. We'll get a pair of these sunglasses. I didn't put a picture up because I ordered them and they're on their way. So hopefully they'll be here Friday. So you don't want to look at an eclipse because it will hurt your eyes. I think they call that sun blindness or something like that. But nonetheless, a lunar and solar eclipse for the next 2 weeks, that's going to be pretty darn cool. That doesn't happen very often, folks. So you want to check that out. All right. We'll be right back.
The Monty and the Pharaoh Show is brought to you by...
Because wine is your second favorite four-letter word. California wine, New York attitude, good fucking wine.
Yeah.
Tired of that same old breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Same old tasting scrambled eggs, burger, that dinner steak, ribs, or pork chops? Why not add a little bit of spice or just a touch of heat to make the difference? Change that scrambled egg with a little bit of Johnny Fabulous's John Cena Sr.'s Million Dollar Jalapeno Hot Sauce. Great on burgers, steaks, chops, and those barbecued ribs.
And Nitro's Garage for all your automotive needs. Call 646-675-2349. That's 646-675-2349. For all your automotive needs, Nitro's Garage. Ask for Jack.
Do you treat your dog as part of the family? Well, so do we. So why not celebrate your pup's birthday with the ultimate party box? Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Party Pup Info, and let us make your pup's party or any celebration perfection.
M&J Video Games and Collectibles, sport and non-sport cards, wrestling items, autographed items. We buy, sell, and trade. M&J Video Games and Collectibles, located at 1049 Queen Street, Southington, Connecticut. Call us at 1-860-479-9223 or 860-93-GAMES. M&J, Video Games and Collectibles.
All right, bills are paid. That's all great fun and all that good stuff. Welcome back to What a Day with Joe Lowry. I'm your host, Joe What a Day Lowry. Thanks for tuning in live and on the replay. Love the chat. Thank you. Joe Will just chimed in. Everybody, Matt Holland's here. Oh, the whole family's there. You got to love it. If it weren't for you guys joining Monty and the Pharaoh channel, I don't know where we'd be. This channel is growing immensely, and we do appreciate your support and so forth. And while you're at it, hit that like button so we get some likes on the video. I think the buttons are down there. So depending on what streaming platform you're watching on, like it, subscribe it. It's good stuff. A lot of good content coming up. Now, speaking of wrestling, that's a bad segue. Anyways, we're going to be talking a little bit of wrestling here. We're going to be specifically talking about WWE Hall of Fame. It appears a lot of people are disheartened to see that this year's WWE Hall of Fame inductees, as again, the WWE as of today has missed out on some very legendary talent that have paved the way for the stars. Now, right now, I'm going to join in right now. Here he comes. He is the host of Dan and Benny in the Ring. You've seen him on the wrestling's hottest game show, 30, where I am actually on there as well. It's called Wrestling Remembered. He's a co-host. Let's please welcome to the show the player, Benny Scala. Benny, you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me.
There he is. He's there.
Great folks. To be here.
Great to have you here, Benny. You know, we're talking Hall of Fame here, and I wanted you to join the show tonight to talk just a little bit about what's going on. What are your thoughts on this year's Hall of Fame inductees so far?
Well, so far, and I think we all agree on this, very underwhelming so far. We got Muhammad Ali, well-deserved. I mean, all these people are well-deserved. The problem isn't who doesn't deserve to go in. It's who does and has not been asked yet. So you got U.S. Exactly. Express, Paul Heyman, Bull Nakano, and Thunderbolt, or Thunder yep. Mouth, as Ernie Ladd used to call him, Patterson. Great inductees, but I did a little bit of research, and I was surprised at how many legendary wrestlers are not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I put out a post the last couple of days here featuring these people. I mean, look at them. We have some people here that have been in the industry a very long time. We have a former world champion, your favorite, Ivan Koloff there. China, only women to hold the Intercontinental title. Tony Garea and Rick Martel. I mean, Tony Garea, five-time tag team champion. Rick Martel, a tag team champion, two
no
times.
Brainers, all no of them. Yes, sir.
AWA World Heavyweight Champion, and still nothing. Happy birthday to Rick Martel, by the way. He turned 68 today, believe it or not.
Wow.
Cyndi Lauper. I mentioned that the other day. Cyndi Lauper not in the Hall of Fame, but if it weren't for the Rock and Wrestling Connection, there'd be no WrestleMania 1. If you think about it, Cyndi Lauper, very, very influential in that era. And, of course, if you go to the bottom right, you have Demolition, another tag team overlooked. Owen Hart, the late Owen Hart. Now, Martha Hart, there's a story coming out today that Martha Hart turned down Hall of Fame induction for Owen years ago because she doesn't want to be involved with Vince McMahon. Now that Vince McMahon is no longer with the WWE, TKO, whatever you want to call it now, there is a story going out there that she may reconsider and having him put in, which should be
just hoping for that.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Of course, Miss Elizabeth, still not in the Hall of Fame. I mean, she was the first lady in professional wrestling that managed a WWE superstar in Randy the Macho Man Savage, the late Randy. And of course, my mentor, Bill Apter, who, if you pick up a wrestling magazine back in the day, he was the man who took all the photographs and even had some articles. Pro Wrestling Illustrated, The Wrestler, Sports Review Wrestling, all of them. And of course, Inside Wrestling. These people deserve it. You know what I mean, Benny? Ivan Koloff, what are your thoughts? World Heavyweight Champion. Everybody else is in but him. What's the deal?
Yeah. I mean, again, the guy scored what I believe is the most significant victory in the history of professional wrestling. January 18th, 1971, Madison Square Garden, sold out crowd, beats Bruno clean in the middle of the ring. Then Bruno's 7-year, 8-month reign. And Bruno thought he had hearing damage because the people were so quiet. He thought maybe when Koloff jumped off the top rope that he hit into him and maybe gave him some ear damage. But, people just, they were in shock. Absolute shock.
Yeah. And that was a long reign for Bruno at the time. And I know we requested a break and so forth. So it was kind of weird having him drop the title like that. Ivan Koloff, then I do believe Pedro Morales beat him for the title.
Yeah, Ivan had it for, I think, 21 days, and then Pedro won after that.
It wasn't long, but yeah, some of these, I feel, I love Paul Heyman, but when you make him the headline, AKA not a wrestler, but more of a promoter, announcer, good promo guy, all that stuff. When he's the headline of the show, you already know kind of that some of these people aren't going in. You know, we've talked about it. I'll put it back up real quick here. Demolition is high on everybody's list. If you Google WWE Hall of Fame, who should be in there? Demolition is in the top five. No doubt.
And yeah, and J.A. Will made a, and he, this was on my list too. J.A. Will said in the chat room that he should also go in as the mass superstar. Billy Eady, one of the greatest.
The mass superstar, mass
ever.
So, yep, the mass superstar. I saw him. He was influential with the Bob Backlund feud to injure him, so to speak, and that set up the Iron Sheik segment with the clubs and all that. Said Backlund had a bad shoulder. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? He was influential. I love the mass superstar. He used to create havoc when I used to see him at the Garden back in the day. So that is somebody that should be in the Hall of Fame. Anybody else real quickly before we move on?
Well, yeah. Let's see. I got Butch Reed. You just mentioned Tony Garea, Dominic DiNucci, Wildfire Tommy Rich.
Oh,
definitely. No brainer. Wild Bull Curry. Back in the day, I think he won the Texas Brass Knuckles Championship, I think, 27 times. You got Ken Patera. Spiros Arion, who was a huge heel in the late 70s against
these guys at headline. These are headliners, folks. These are main eventers.
You know, you got Waldo Von Erich. Now, Greg Valentine is in, but I don't think Johnny Valentine is in. Johnny Valentine was a legend.
Yeah.
You got Victor Rivera, Gene Kaniski, NWA champion for, I think, 4 years. Billy Robinson, one of the greatest shooters in the history of wrestling. Danny Hodge. Now, how about these, Joe? Both Dick the Bruiser and the Crusher.
I don't understand that one. They ruled Chicago back in the day. And if
you look
at a wrestling magazine.
And also Destroyer, Dick Beyer. Yeah.
These are a lot of guys that should be in the Hall of Fame. You know what's really funny, though, is they don't tell you who the people are putting these people into the Hall of Fame. They say it's WWE, but what's it comprised of? Do we have executives? Is it Triple H? I hate to say it, but is Vince McMahon working behind the scenes? This is his baby. So, but I don't know. I just don't know who is putting these people in and how they come up with this type of class. Now, hopefully we got 3 weeks out, 2 weeks out from WrestleMania. Will they add more people? We don't know. I hope they do. Very underwhelming, very short. Final thoughts on that?
Yeah. My theory is WWE, in my opinion, has lulled us to sleep at this WrestleMania so far. I mean, the last two PLEs, Jimmy used the word, serviceable. I'm using the word very underwhelming. This Hall of Fame induction so far is very underwhelming. My hope, and I really do believe this, is that they are going to knock us on our asses and they're going to deliver for WrestleMania. I don't think we're going to be disappointed. Both from the Hall of Fame perspective and the card.
Right. It's a huge weekend. I mean, they have SmackDown. After SmackDown's the Hall of Fame ceremony. You got NXT standard delivered during the day on Saturday. Then you got WrestleMania 1, Night 1, and then WrestleMania on Night 2, Sunday, then that Raw. So you're going to be, I don't know how many hours. That's close to almost 25, 30 hours, maybe more of WWE programming if you're a dedicated fan like me. Of course, I'll be tuning in and so forth. But, will they deliver? I just hope that the Hall of Fame class is not transferred over into what WrestleMania will be. So we shall see with that. So, Benny, guess what? I'm going to see you in about 24 hours on the 30 Wrestling Hottest Game Show.
I'm predicting one of us is going to take that championship away from
Dan. I hope so. I'd like to go one-on-one with you again. That'd be kind of neat.
Yeah. You're overdue, and I think I was robbed last week in my quest for a three-peat.
Yeah, a three-peat. Got to love that. All right. So, Benny, it was great to hear from you. I'll see you tomorrow night. I'm moving on now, okay? Thanks for joining me. Have a good night. All right, Benny the Player Scholar, great guy. My brother from another mother. He is the Thursday Night Delight, folks. And he's the Poet Laureate as well, so you got to tune into that. All right, we got another guest coming in. I see him backstage. Real quickly, I'm going to bring him on right now. Luke Raven. Luke, how are you, brother? I saw you backstage. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Luke, right here. Are you the president? Do you own this wrestling company? I'm about to show the world what's happening this Saturday. Madhouse Wrestling, March 23rd, 2024. Tell us a little bit about it.
So, Madhouse is a company that I started with a buddy of mine who used to wrestle Malice. We grew up together in a very, very small Iowa town, 1,400 people. And he went on to train and wrestle for quite a while. And we started talking about creating our own ideas, you know, for a company of what we might want to accomplish. COVID hit, and then we kind of pushed the pause button, but we're able to kind of organize it a little bit better. And so since then, since 2022, really, we've kind of been hitting on all cylinders. We don't do every month. We do pretty much every other month, and we take a break here in the winter. I live in Wisconsin now, so I can't imagine trying to travel in December, January, February. But it's kind of an ode to the wrestling that we love growing up and still do now. It's a mix of everything. Technical, high flying, comedy, a lot of hardcore. We don't have a lot of rules.
What's the main event? Luke, what's the main event this Saturday? Who do you got? What's the big fight?
The big one is the Hale sisters going up against our tag team champion, Galileo, which is Max and Gable Galileo. That's for the Madhouse Tag Team Championship. That rivalry has been going on for a year plus. You can see the twins at the top there and Galileo right below them. And so we've been having these two. They've been going at it, but you know, for a while now. The Hales, Briar, and Sage, they're twins. They don't always get along, for sure. They have completely different attitudes. But the one thing that they do agree on is that they hate Galileo.
Okay.
It makes for a very good rivalry. Galileo is a lot of fun. There are a couple of guys that are some of the most factors. I don't know if I can curse.
Nice.
So they're a real creative tag team. So they're a lot of fun to have. So that's going to be the main event.
All right. Now, where is this taking place? I'll put it back up. Tell the audience who, what, where, and when here. So Madhouse Wrestling Saturday, where's this taking place?
It's at Countryside Wedding and Event Center in Knoxville, Iowa. It's a cool wedding venue that we get to take over once or twice a year. They welcome us with open arms, and they've had drink specials named after Madhouse. They're actually bringing in a food truck for us.
Saturday.
I mean, we try and bring in as many fans and drink as much of their alcohol over the course of 3 hours as we can. So we kind of go in and run roughshod and leave the place hopefully as clean as we can.
All right, awesome. The Madhouse Wrestling. Hey, What a Day is going to be there. He's going to take some photos, interview some guys, and all that stuff. So I can't wait to. You're going to be there, obviously, as well. Correct?
We got to pay some people. Yeah.
All right. So we'll be there. Baby Cakes will be joining me, and we'll check out this show, my first indie show in the Midwest. I can't wait to see it. Once again, It is Madhouse Wrestling 10 this Saturday, March 23rd. And boy, I'm excited. I really am. So Luke, thank you very much for coming on. I love your title, Madhouse Wrestling Co-Conspirator. Oh, you got to love that one. My Boston accent just came out, Conspirator. So, I hate those R's. But anyways, thank you so much for being on. I'll see you Saturday night. Madhouse Wrestling 10 coming to Knoxville, invading Knoxville, Iowa. We'll see you then, Luke. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right. Great stuff there. Madhouse Wrestling, me and Baby Cakes headed to Knoxville, which is like 45 minutes away. But what the hell? You know, that's what you do with the indie shows. You go around. So I'm going to be, I might even go live. Who knows? We'll see. But that's this Saturday night. You can check out my Facebook and YouTube pages and all that for that. So anyways, have you noticed if you subscribe to this newsletter, I am a guest columnist here. I want to give a huge shout out and thanks to my mentor, Bill Apter. Bill is a weekly newsletter with Sports Key to Wrestling that's sent out via email every Wednesday. And as of now, I am a guest columnist. I did my second column this week. I give my take on the whole Mercedes Moné situation right there. If you want to sign up for these newsletters, it's pretty good. These newsletters are very informative, but you can sign up for Bill's every Wednesday at sportskeeda.com/newsletters. Real quickly, you just click on the link, put your email address in there, and boom, they have good information and so forth. So I get to add guest columnists to my resume. How about that, huh? All right, so real quickly, upcoming shows. Here we go. Tomorrow night, we have a full house. Monty and the Pharaoh show, Thursday, 8:05 to 9 o'clock. Jimmy and Mike will be welcoming, I do believe, my high school, I'm not going to say sweetheart, but my high school, I don't know, old classmate, think she was a little bit behind me or in front of me. She wasn't my graduating class. But either way, Missy Beefcake will be in the house.
Yeah, come on!
That's what he said.
Come on!
Jeez, there she is. She's
all come on!
That's what he said.
Come on!
Yeah, Missy Beefcake, tomorrow night on the Monty and the Pharaoh Show. Now, right before the Monty and the Pharaoh Show, the 30. That's right. Wrestling's hottest game show. Yours truly will take on the player, the president of Thursday nights, Phil DeCesare. And of course, we have Dan, the smartest man in the room. So all four of us go up against each other, answering a variety of questions. I have no idea who grades them, but usually the fix is in. So I will not know who wins until tomorrow night. It's probably going to be me or Benning, as we love. We like that. We like to call the shots. Tune in. Good stuff there. And of course, you can join us this Friday at 7:30, 6:30 Central. Wrestling Remembered, as me, Benny, and Phil DeCesare and ESO, we're going to be talking about yesterday's stars versus today's stars, kind of like that Roadhouse thing I did earlier to put these guys. I put Bruno and Cody Rhodes on there. Can you just imagine what kind of match they could have had? We're gonna juggle it up. So, and of course, interactive chat, they'll be on there. I want to thank again everybody for this chat. It's booming. I love it. Thank you so much for joining the Monty Pharaoh Show. And of course, if you missed anything this week, well, tune in to the Ridiculous Recap Show. That's Sunday nights, 8, 7 Central. I pretty much give you the week in review on the major wrestling storylines. And, of course, anything that happens on Monty and the Pharaoh during the week, they get some great interviews. I give some clips on that. It's like a weekly review, and I probably wrap everything up in, like, just like I do the Wrestling Minute and the Raw Recap. I do it pretty quick. It takes about a half hour, so you can catch that live. Of course, the interactive chat, always available and so forth, so you have to love that. So, you know, in closing, folks, I want to, you know, that's going to do it for me on this What a Day Wednesday. Now, don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe to the Monty and the Pharaoh channel, share the page. If you're on Facebook, share What a Day with Joe Lowry, invite your friends and so forth, because I kind of transfer everything over there as well, so you guys get to see everything. So you can check me out on Facebook as well. My Twitter account, believe it or not, I've been suspended for 3 years. I just got released from Twitter jail. Yeah. I spent 3 years in the brig, so to speak. January of 2021, I got suspended, and I kind of walked away from it. Now it's called X. You can find me at What a Day Joe there. I don't know how much I'm going to do on that, but I'm just getting back in the swing with social media. I used to be on all platforms, so it became a full-time job. So, you know, now on Twitter, Monty the Pharaoh, and, of course, at What a Day Joe. You can check me out there. I should say X. It's called X now. That's a weird thing. X. But anyways, you can catch me there. And of course, what else is going on? The chat. That's right. I want to thank everybody for tuning in on the chat. You guys have been fabulous. I know I went over my hour. I want to thank Luke and the player for joining the show tonight. And, I'm going to leave you guys alone now. Thank you for coming on. And don't forget to share this page. I'm running out of things to say. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop that. But anyways, let me leave you with this. And you guys have a great night. I'm Joe Lowry. What a day.